WRVA 982. WSAA 692. WRJV 663, testing connection to the MI-8 repeater.
I think you said 863, it's WRZT 860. You're making that connection, Tom and Queen.
Sounds good. Thanks for your assistance.
WR. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRZZ513, radio check.
All right, 513, I got you a lot better that time. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good morning.
WRZZ513, copy, clear. Thank you. Good day.
You as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. WRVG-374. WRVG-374. WRVG-374.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'd be doing a lot better if I was in bed and not have to be out in this mess, but other than that, all right.
I hear you. I haven't ventured out to see how bad they are. Where are you at, and how are the roads out there?
I am currently, where the heck am I? I don't know, somewhere between here and there. I'm just on the south end of Bay City right now. And the roads are not, okay, I just spoke a little too soon. The main roads are fine. These side roads are kind of a slushy mess.
Yeah, roger that. I'm down in Grand Blanc working off the Flint repeater. Like I said, I haven't been out yet, but we probably got 3 or 4 inches on the ground here, and it's spitting snow every once in a while.
Yeah, it looks like we got 2 to 3 inches up here, but like I say, it's just a big old sloppy mess. When I left work at 8 o'clock, it was really bad, but, you know, it's starting to slush over, which I kind of think is worse.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thanks for the comeback. I'm going to try and get some breakfast here and then get out and maybe do some shoveling. So WSGH-922, I'll be monitoring on your final.
All right, and I just think you have yourself a great day there. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. WSBM 993 monitoring.
5.902J, are you out there? No copy, Mr. Dude. Now it's you on the side.
You have to be on 993 monitoring.
SGG772. This is QRVS773.
WRVS713. This is Paul. WSGG772. Over. Come in, Dave. Over.
Drive.
You're all breaking up, Dave. Over.
Talk to you when you call. 7.
All right, Dave. I'm at Mound and Hall, and I read you that time. I'll see you when I get there. This is Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772. Over and out.
Are still kind of crappy though.
Same thing here. Well, they did a couple of street down, and that was it. They didn't do nothing else. I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't have enough salt out there.
When I went to work last night, it wasn't even snowing. It was like these little ice flakes that were coming down. It wasn't condensed enough to consider it hail, but it looked just like snow, but it was actually little ice flakes, I guess.
Well, the snow here, it started about 1:30, and it kept going down until about 1 o'clock at night. And it was not much, really, about, like I said, but was about 4 inches of snow. Roger.
That's about what time it started up here, and it was coming down pretty good as snow for a while, then it switched over to ice flakes, and then back to snow, and then it stopped, and then it started again. What are you going to do? Welcome to Michigan. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID.
That's how Michigan is anyhow. We know that. We know that. How many of you don't know about Michigan? Well, you have to know that. Sometimes sunshine comes out, sometimes it disappears all day. And that's what's happening. All right, good talking to you. I'm going to let you go because you're driving. And you take care and you stay clear from the bad influence out there with the people. Take care. WIUG
48. Hey Jack, as always, a pleasure chatting with you, and we'll do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
USDM 993 monitoring.
Hello, 993, 810 at you, how are you?
How's it going, 810, Paige, Chad here again, doing well, yourself?
Nah, pretty good, Chad, can't complain too much. Had a bunch of running around to do, and now I get to go home and go to bed before I gotta go back to work tonight.
I hear that, where about you say you worked at again? I think you told me once, but I don't remember.
I do overnights at a hotel.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a paycheck, you know. I was out vehicle shopping today. I'm trying to get rid of this thing that I'm driving, try to get out from under these payments, and went to look at a vehicle and was all excited to buy it, and I went to the pre-inspection on it, and it potentially has an oil pressure problem. So I'm like, gosh, nabbit.
Roger that. Yeah, they wouldn't fix it, or they would fix it, or you would have to pay for it, or what did they say?
I took it to Firestone for the pre-purchase inspection, and they're the ones that pointed that out to me, that they don't even know for sure what it is. All they know is that the oil light is on the dashboard and that there's plenty of oil in it. So they're suspecting that it's the oil pressure something or another. And if that goes, it's the whole engine replacement. So, yeah, I don't know that I want to get my hands into all that.
I hear you there on that one. And it's kind of just going to keep looking, and you'll eventually try to find something eventually, sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I was ready to buy that thing today, too. It's an older minivan, but it's in really good condition overall. It's got a little bit of rust, but the interior is mint, and steering, suspension, transmission, all that stuff, it's tight. So, the only thing it really needed, which didn't surprise me, was like brakes and shocks. But everything else was good, and a couple miscellaneous things. I was ready to buy it until they told me that.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. Sorry it didn't go as good as planned there. But, yeah. So you're just out driving right now, you said, in traffic?
Man, I got stuck at a railroad crossing, finally got through that, and cruising on my way down the road, headed back to the home there.
Copy that. All right, man. Well, you take it easy and have a good rest of your day or whatever, and get your rest or whatever. So before you go into work tonight, and definitely good talking to you again, man. We'll definitely do it again. But until then, you take it easy and you have a good one. And this will be WSBM 993 clear in your file.
All righty there, 993 Chad. Always a pleasure, and you have yourself a wonderful day. If you go out, make sure you're safe, because, as you know, a lot of people in Michigan don't know how to drive in this stuff. Have yourself a wonderful one until we do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. WSEM 566 Mobile from Lansing.
Station out there calling.
Say that again.
Hey, 566 station. This is WIUG. Flight 8, copy.
Yes, this is WSEN 566. I'm mobile from Lansing, driving through Detroit.
Well, you're sounding good here. And what is exactly your location?
I am on the freeway 696, passing exit 12.
So you're almost in Detroit, you're down in Lansing, correct?
I'm from Lansing, I'm passing Smithville Road, 11 miles.
Sure, yeah, you're sounding good. And you call it clear, your audio is good. Your signal 5x9, roger.
Roger that. I appreciate you picking up.
No problem, my name is Jack. And and it may be in and out from the radio, but I always listen. Roger.
10-4 on that. My name is Jeff. I'm from Lansing. We were just passing through going to Troy. Yeah, so I appreciate you picking up.
No problem. I don't know if you ever been on that 600 repeater. I know it's by Lansing 2. And It really has small antennas, not that big antenna. But if you are in Lansing there, see if you can give us a shout on that 600 sometime. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah. I will definitely do that. WSEN 566 showing 73.
So your station, WSPN 566, correct?
Yes, Whiskey Sierra.
That's you, Jeff. You take care of you, have a good day. And anything you need, I don't know which way you're going, but maybe I can help you out with some streets and all that. Take care, and you have a good day. And good talking to you, by the way. WIUG 48.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll call out if I need help. WSEN 566, showing 73.
WSEX 400, how you doing this morning, Jack, or this afternoon? I must have walked out too far. That was all static on my end.
WSEN 566 mobile. I can hear you, but you're staticky. Couldn't make that one out.
How about now? Is now any better? WIUG 48.
Yes, that's better. I was just cruising different channels to see if there was other repeaters. Is there, other than Detroit one, is there any other repeaters?
Yes, there is. 675 in Mount Clement, 725 in Flint, 575 in Saginaw, and 675 in Sheboygan. And 550 in Mayville, repeater. And if you want to find out what they had, you got to go on the net, go to mi8.systems. That would be mi8.systems. I know you're driving, but you can, I'll wait for you, no problem at all. WIUG 48.
10-4 on that. I'm going to try that Flint one and the Saginaw one, and you said Mayfield?
They call it Maybell. Maybell repeater. That will be in the Tom area. Roger.
10-4 on that. I'll skip around. You might hear me again.
They all connect together. That's why I can hear even the Maybell repeater. I can hear from here. I'm over here at Rochester Hills, by the way.
Okay, I got you.
Jeff. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
WSEN 566, showing 73.
WSUI 842.
WSFE 853,
how do I come across? You
repeat that one more time.
You're coming across good. So, Justin?
Yeah, I had to turn my volume up. The radio's hooked to the ceiling, and the antenna's just kind of sitting up in the sunroof area, and it seems to be working pretty well. A little bit of static in the reception, but otherwise it's perfectly audible.
Yeah. You still look like a criminal.
I'm heading down to Dollar General in Layton Corners right now, so kind of curious how well the signal's going to do all the way down there. It's like 8-ish miles away.
Where did you say that one is located?
Layton Corners, the corner of where Duran turns into Lincoln Road, and it intersects with M57.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not Wednesday. I'm not worried about that part of town. Breaking station, go ahead.
WSEN 566, mobile from Lansing.
Well, howdy. Lansing, you're doing good. Not sure what system you're trying to get in on, but you're doing good.
I'm just passing through, went to Troy, tried some Asian corn dogs, just giant mozzarella sticks. And we were just passing through, so I'm just trying to hit different repeaters and see who's out there.
Okay. Cruiser, moving on. This is Travis, WSUI 842. I'm in Flint Township. Normally, I'm only on the radio when I'm mobile, but I'm on my handheld right now. I mean, you got Justin out there. He's mobile in Shiawassee.
Okay. Right now, I'm 96 West, passing exit 162 Novi.
Oh,
watch out for them state boys over there.
Over. Send it again, Justin. Overlap.
How am I coming through now? The reception is getting more scratchy as I drive.
You have mobile flutter, but you're all right in the audio department. You're probably gonna be on the fringe up there on 57. Every time I'm up on 57 in Duran, it's kind of hit or miss. I don't think I lost dispatch up there too good.
The intersection I'm currently coming to a stop at, if I were to hang a right, it would take me straight up into New Wolfrup, so give you an idea of about where I'm at now.
Yeah, you're right up there by Junction of Hope. I know where you're at. I guess if you're Lansing moving through the system, you're probably doing pretty good down there. I'll give it back to you. WSUI 842.
appreciate you talking to me.
Yeah, I'm just lazy and around. It's my day off. And tomorrow's my day off. And then I'll go back to doing nothing again. Doing it so well. So you said you had an Asian corn dog. Never heard of one of those.
Yeah, they're in Troy. I think the place is called Tunian. It's basically the size of a corn dog, but you can get like a sausage link. I got it to be all mozzarella, and then they do like a potato, like a hash brown crust, or you can do like a flaming hot Cheetos. There's a couple of different styles. They're pretty good. They only cost me like $26 for three of them and a side of fries.
I guess I'd have to see that for my own eyes. I don't really picture that well. I've just explored the wonderful world of Vienna jalapeno cheese by Gogol's. Those are fantastic. I had a Queen's drop off a 20-pound box or something at the office. Very big cardboard box of them.
Okay, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Justin, are you out of the car?
Nope, still driving. I've just about reached my destination. The reception's getting pretty crappy.
Other than being a little far from the mic, you sound like you're, doing fine.
I think I'm getting out of reception, so I'm going to cruise some other channels and see who's out there. WSBN 566 showing 73.
Okay, take care, man. WSCY 842. What time is it? Yeah, Justin, you're doing okay. It must be a receive. Last station calling, no copy on that whatsoever.
I can hear you. It's real choppy for me.
Yeah, affirmative, you're not making the system at all.
I have reached my destination, and you're coming through really good now. You were spotty during the drive.
Wow. Okay. Reached your destination. That's good. I'm going to be getting out of here. Get ready to cut wood. WSUA 42.
WSFC 853, right across from, I can see Junction Hope from where I'm at, basically.
Mr. Jack, you still out there? 5, just barely coming into me. Let me go back up to, back up a second.
Yeah, no problem. WIOG for the 8.
Yeah, that's much better, Jack. I went back up to the high power for some. I just wanted. I was playing around with the difference in power today. Just wanted to see if I could get out that Flint repeater from where I was at. But you came in loud and clear when I went back up to 50 watts. Just wanted to check the radio. It was good talking to you. Passing through, and this is Mike WSCH. 795, I'm going to be clear, and back to you, and thanks for the radio check.
No problem, Mike, anytime. No problem at all. And every time you go for like a Flint or Saginaw, change to high power anyhow. And that's how my radios are setting, except here in Mount Clemens and Detroit on a medium power. And I when I was on a DB20G, Roger.
Yeah, you're 100% on that. It's a big difference. Even though I have this the better antenna now, it seems to be picking everybody up better. I still seem to be getting out there. You know, you try to experiment a little bit with the power and get the right balance, and still should, at least when I'm mobile, still should be on high. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, buddy, any help, no problem at all, as much as I know. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG for your day.
Jack, WSCH 795 out. RCC 873, I can hear you both coming in loud and clear, and I'm down here in the park area downriver. Just wanted to find in real quick and if you guys are ready, coming through very clear.
WSAG 266 radio check.
WSFG 893, search your loud and clear.
Thank you much, sir. You have a great day. WSAG 266, I'll be clear.
WFAY 842.
CI-783, mobile and monitoring.
CI-842 calling base. CI-842 calling base. Wrong microphone.
Is this right one?
Is it safe? Yes, I need to label them. Alright. So.
I separated them a little so I knew who was going
to. And if there's anything you needed on before I make my way in.
Totally out of milk, totally out of bagels. Have no meat. Could use probably another milk so I don't have to make it so limited. I can't think of anything more at the moment.
Alright. I got that stuff. Heading over to 21 where there's the Aldi's over there.
skies, it's different. Over.
Over, there's a courtesy tone built into the repeater. Okay. I'll do that.
We have the privilege of using these bands. I need to respect them.
And remember when your phone goes to what? WFCY
842. WFCY
842.
A42 to base, that bagel and the bread, is it called Italian loaf, and what bagel is that, the everything bagel?
That's the bagel with cinnamon raisin. Italian bread's fine.
Is this bread supposed to be like homemade looking but cut, sliced up?
Yes, you are correct. Black writing on it tells you it's got garlic and onion and some other stuff in it on the front of the label.
Nothing like that here. All I have is three, the ones that brag about just being made out of three ingredients.
That's okay, we'll try it.
Alright, everything else I should be pretty familiar with getting. So, I'm just going to make the rounds here. And I'll be on my way to the WFCY 842.
See you shortly. WFCY 842.
WSCY 927, looking for a signal source.
WSDQ 951, yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. You're in Davidson. You had an awful lot of bacon frying, so I don't know if you can get to a better spot or if conditions aren't very good right now, I guess.
SWSEZ927 doing the GQ video review for 40 to arrive of a valve tank G-9R, and I'm near Holly but bouncing off the Detroit repeater about 36 miles away.
wondering if you mind if your clip is in the video.
Could you repeat the last part of that transmission? You were covered up by the bacon frying.
It's WSB927 doing a radio review for YouTube channel 40 Garage. He's doing a handheld valve thing. Just wondering if you want to put this clip in the video.
No, no problem with that at all. That time you were totally covered by the noise. This is WSPQ951. It was a lot better that time. Yeah, you were totally readable, but still got some bacon frying in there. WSDQ951 on the flight repeater, clear.
Station 927, WIUG 48, are you on a handheld? One more time. The station 927. Are you on a handheld? This is WIUG 48. Copy? Station 544. Station out there 544. WIUG 48. Copy? WIUG 48. Clear.
WRMG 456, you have a copy?
Station 456, WIUG 48, are you on a handheld? If you're on a handheld, hold up your handheld straight up in the air, and you should be clear because you're not coming clear. Roger?
How's this, Jeff?
That is excellent. Now I understand everything. No scratchy, no nothing. How you doing?
Real good. I just got a new radio and was just trying to program it. I wanted to make sure you know.
Now you're doing a good job out there anyhow. It sound good. And also, 5x9 your signal. What you had?
In between Shields and St. Charles, up off the Saginaw machine.
You're sounding good, but I know you're on the handheld, that's why it was a little bit scratchy. But now you're not, because you have it straight up in the air. And the best thing to do a little bit more, I'm sure you have that Nagoya 771G. Roger?
Roger, Jeff.
You're sounding good. Anyhow, is it snowing by you or is it not snowing today?
It's Jack, are you down by Mount Clemens?
No, I'm in Rochester Hills. Mount Clemens is about 23 miles away from me. Roger. But I'm on the Detroit repeater, by the way.
I kind of thought you were. I kind of remember. I talked to you a long time ago.
I think so. I think we talked before. Yeah, we did talk before. I have another gentleman out there in Saginaw, 432 Station. He was my first contact in Saginaw. But I don't know what happened. I haven't heard anything from him that way.
Jack, I'm going to back on back out again. Thank you for coming back to me. This is WRNZ 456. I'm down.
No problem, anytime. If you have anything, you know, you want text or something like that, just give me a shout. I'll be glad to help you out as much as I can. WIUG 48, we're clear. Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy? WIUG 48, clear. Station out there calling, WIUG 48.
WIUG 48, this is WSDQ 999.
Oh, hello, Mike. How are you, sir?
Good, Jack. How are you doing? I think I just realized I tried calling out a minute or so ago and didn't have my amplifier on.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it was very low, and that's why I was calling to see who that station out there. So how you doing today?
Good, just watching a little football. What do you have to do?
I had my brother's son here, and we were talking to him and all that, and we were watching the different channel, so and we said to chit-chat for a little bit and all that, and he just left. Roger?
Yeah, very good. Just dealt with the snow earlier today, and which wasn't a whole lot, but a few inches, and yeah, just kind of chilling and watching football.
That's good. Yeah, I went out this morning. I had to shovel. Then, and I said, forget it, because I got a big driveway. So I had to get this snow blower out. I blow everything on the side, and that was it. But in here, I woke up this morning at 8. It was nothing. There was no snow plow at all. And because I wanted to go to breakfast at the 12th mile in DeQuinder. And I couldn't make it, so I came back home. Then about, I woke up again, still no, they shoveled the main road, but not my side street. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that, I'll wait. So I waited. Roger?
Yeah, the roads weren't too bad over here, but My truck was clean. I don't want to get it dirty, so I didn't really take it out. But yeah, I guess maybe I didn't get it quite as much as you did. It just got a little little bit here or there. Just enough to get my side-by-side out with the blade on and plow the driveway, but it wasn't really a whole lot to push around.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Was not to push it, line up, but to push around. You're right. But you know what? I don't know, when you get to age 70, you know, you slow down a little bit. Roger?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, you know, if it's nasty out, no point going out, or, you know, not worth getting stuck or flying off the road or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, things can wait.
Yeah, well, Mike, good to hear you back, and you take care, and you have a good evening. We might talk later, because I got to go over to my daughter's house a little bit later. So, you know, I'm trying to get things done before I go out there. Talk to you a little bit later, and good to talk to you, or chat with you if you like. WIUG 48.
Same here, Jack. Chat with you. I'll be clear here, and have a good rest of your weekend if I don't chat with you, but I'll probably be monitoring around the channels here this evening, so maybe we'll chat with you later. This is WSTQ 999 clear.
Copy too much of that.
9 in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Broke up pretty bad on that.
Broke up as in, what do you mean?
Then you're sucking because it kept cutting in on you. And now you came back strong.
How's that now?
That's really good.
Coax connector was loose because I took the radio out of service the other day and realigned it, and a net went.
I remember you doing something like that.
I'm out. WSUI
842. WSUI. 842 race out.
WSFA 972 base. This is WSFA 972. WSFA. WSFA 972 radio check.
Station out there with a radio check. You sounding good. And this is WIUG 48.
Copy at 488. This is WSFA 972.
Station is WFFA 922, correct? My name is Jack, by the way. You sounding good? I don't know where your location is, but I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Roger.
Roger that. This is WS. That's Whiskey Sam Foxtrot Alpha 972. Amtrak.
I got you. WSFA 972, correct?
That is affirmative.
You It's sounding good. Are you on 625? Are you on the mobile or base station?
I'm on a handheld.
Your handheld sounds very good anyhow. Well, you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 88.
Copy that, WIUG 488. By the way, this is a UZ5R. Roger.
Okay, so you said UV5R. Is that Bullfinger radio, or what's the name of that radio?
That's a Bullfinger. Copy.
Okay, that a small radio and a small screen, correct?
That.
Sounding good. Your antenna, you know, you just fade out a little bit when you said Roger that, but that's no problem. I don't know, but the antenna, you know, I would put on those Bullfinger, which is I have four or five Bullfinger antennas. They Nagoya 771G. They work a lot better with all these Bullfinger radio. Roger.
Roger that. I also have an Avery 771.
Come on back again.
I don't know if you heard of the Avery 771. That's the Avery.
Those are good too, but, you know what I mean? But sometimes the one that doesn't fade out, but I'm not telling you what to do. I mean, I'm just giving you, you know, what I have, and they're all good, and you never fade out. Also, when you talk, hold your hand held straight up, and you should be able, with no problem at all, everybody can hear you. And this is WIUG, 88.
Thank you for the info. That's what helps a lot. WSFA 972. I'll be clear.
We're talking to you. You take care. We should give another shout maybe later on or tomorrow or whatever you want. Well, if you have any radio on your mic to get, no problem. We'll check it out. You take care and have a good evening again. WIUG 48, we're clear.
WSGG 772 calling. WRVS 713. Dave, do you read over? Negative on that. WRVS 713, this is Whiskey, Sahara, Golf, Golf, 772, over and out.
Station 488, WSDD 439, call it. Hey, Jack. Station 488. WSDD 439. Calling. Nothing heard. WSDD 439. Monitoring.
contact. Go over.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG, Brady, copy. Do it one more time. WSCI 847. WIUG, Brady, copy. WIUG, Brady, clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Why 7.7?
read. I'm not able to read you. You're all staticky.
WSCY717, this is WSBA 452. WSCY717, this is WSBA 452.
Thank you. 210.